平安
Brothers and sisters, a peace to you.
不经不觉呢有八年的时间呢没跟大家一起。
I do not realize that it's been some 8 years or so now that I've not been in your midst.
有弟兄姊妹问我上次几时来啊。
Because some brothers and sisters were asking me, when was the last time you were here?
第一计都有八年的时间。
And I made a quick, a calculation, it's been 8 years.
虽然是好像八年很长。
It seems that 8 years is a long time.
但是够睇见大家仲好年轻。
When I look at you, you still seem to look very young.
因为大家仲唱紧青年圣歌。
Because you are still singing youth hymns.
只是呢有少少仲未夠好似舊陣時咁青年唱得咁用咁大聲啊
！Although perhaps not as youthful as before, being very vocal.
今年嘅年頭心裏面就有一啲嘅覺得咧，有好段有一段時間冇嚟石坎城。
And at beginning of the year, I suddenly had this thought and feeling that I've not been to Southampton.
所以就好想嚟到探一探喺石坎城嘅弟兄姊妹。
So I thought, it would be good to pay a visit to brothers and sisters in Southampton.
主有咁样嘅带领到呢个时间，嚟到大家嘅中间。
And God has been having this leading, and have brought me to you this time.
亦都好感谢主喺嚟嘅时候，刚刚喺东伦敦有你哋几处聚会地方集合一齐嘅一个嘅春年会。
And how good it is also in my coming here, happens to be. The brothers and sisters in the three assemblies gathering in East London for this conference.
感謝主亦都能夠同弟兄姊妹一同嘅嚟到領受喺呢一次嘅聚會當中嘅主題神向教會嘅呼召。
It is so good also to be sharing brothers and sisters together in listening to the theme of the conference, God's calling of the church.
似乎呢度都有好多弟兄姊妹亦都喺东伦敦一场嘅聚会啊。
And it seems that many brothers and sisters had also been up there for the meeting.
听日我会离开香港，离开呢笪地方。
And tomorrow I'll be leaving here for Hong Kong.
翻去香港啊。
I'll be returning to Hong Kong.
咁啊，弟兄们盼望我喺呢度有啲嘅交通。
And so the brethren. Had hoped that I would have some sharing here.
在过去来到石坎城，我最怀念的，你们的食物当中就是饭后的甜品。
And I remember very well in the past when I was here, what was very amazing was your dessert after the meal.
虽然聚会食物很丰富啊。
Although the meal in meal time it was rather abundant.
但有些弟兄姊妹做的甜品实做得很漂亮，很好吃啊。
However, the dessert that came after was indeed very good and delicious.
所以今日下午的聚会，我都尝试用一个甜品的方式同弟兄姊妹分享。
And so, the form that I will take in sharing with you this afternoon will be one of a dessert.
因为刚刚在聚会完咗啦。
Because the conference has just ended.
嗰啲主菜都上晒啦。
And all the meals have been served.
咁所以呢一个甜品呢可能係有个益处。
And perhaps this dessert will do some good.
盼望呢我哋能够一同再一次嚟到分享一啲主嘅话。
I hope we can again together share in the word of God.
请大家翻开我哋好熟悉嘅圣经，亦都係同呢一次嘅大会嘅主题有相关嘅圣经。
And let us turn to a very familiar passage of scripture, which has also much to do with the theme of the conference.
请你翻到去启示录第三章。
Let us turn again to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
呢一次喺聚会当中读到启示录第三章，主俾小亚细亚七个教会嘅书信。
And in Revelation, we have said that this touches on the seven letters that God had given to the seven assemblies.
喺聚会当中嘅弟兄们同我哋交通到其中有三个地方嘅教会嘅书信。
And the brothers were sharing with us of the three letters to the three churches among the seven.
我哋喺聚会里面交通过以弗所嘅教会。
And at the conference, the church of Ephesus was shared on.
撒迪嘅教会。
And also the letter to the church in Sardis.
以及呢七封书信最后一封嘅俾老底加教会嘅信。
And also the final letter. To the church of Laodicea.
今下午我想同大家同佢嚟到思想另一封好熟悉嘅信。
However, this afternoon, I would like to share with you all a very also familiar letter.
我哋一同佢嚟睇第三章嘅第七节。
Let us now look at verse 7 of chapter 3.
第三章嘅第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
翻到之后咧，请大家听我读。
If you found it, just listen to my reading.
你要写信给腓雅帖非教会的使者，说：那圣洁真实拿着大卫的约匙开了，就没有人能关；关了，就没有人开的。说：我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼。我必快乐，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中作柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的生命都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。我哋一啲祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋感谢你俾我哋下昼一同嘅聚集。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us here.
我哋真愿意将呢段时间再一次恭敬仰望等候喺你嘅面前。
And we commit this time reverently before you.
我们相信不单止你过去向你教会说话，今天你仍旧向我们说话。
Lord, we believe not only have you spoken to your churches in the past, even today you are speaking to your church.
我们更恳求主赐给我们有一个能听的耳朵。
Lord, give to us an ear that will be able to hear.
能够有一个受教的心。
And also a teachable heart.
好叫我们听见从宝座上从圣灵来的话。
That we may hear the very word that comes from the throne above.
叫我们谦卑在你的面前。
That we will humble ourselves before you.
好让主你的圣灵能够工作在我们每个人心中。
That your Holy Spirit may truly do his work in our hearts.
按照我们每一个人的需要来到引导我们。
According to each one of our own need, that the Holy Spirit may lead us.
奉主耶稣的名。
As we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.我哋感谢主，当我哋喺聚会当中听见咗信息。
We thank the Lord that in the meeting, after hearing the messages,
我哋感谢神，神喺佢自己嘅永远嘅心意嘅里头。
We thank God how God in His eternal will and purpose
有佢一个永远嘅定旨。
That He has predetermined something.
以弗所书让我哋睇见神嘅永远嘅定旨。
We know that from the book of Ephesians, how we see God had an eternal purpose.
是，那是要叫日期满足的时候，使到天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
So, when the time comes, or the time is full, then everything in heaven and earth will be united in Christ.
但是神所定的这个计划，这个永远的旨意。
But this very purpose which God has, this will of His,
他的工作在地上高了成就，达到他旨意的成全。
And how it will progress and run through in this, on the earth until it comes before him.
虽然他可以说有就有，命立就立。
Although he can say, and things will happen.
他是可以独自的来到成全。
And he himself could fulfill these things.
但是神所定规的事情，他是一个很特别的事。
But God has determined something rather special.
因为他却是在他的计划里面拣选他的教会。
Because in his purpose, in his will, he had chosen his church.
他得着教会来到成就他的旨意。
Because he wants to obtain his church to fulfill his will.
所以以弗所书第一章就告诉我们听。
That's why in Ephesians chapter 1 we are told,
他不单只要叫他的儿子万有上居首位。
that not only for his son to be above all,
原来是告诉他为着教会使徒而且万有上居首位。
And, but for the, church, that he, as he is the head, to be indeed all in all.
换一个说话讲，神要成就他的旨意是藉着教会来成就他的旨意。
That is to say that God has a really purpose for the church to fulfill his will.
虽然他对他的在地上都要得罪的教会在个永远的这个眼光里头看十分的清楚。
And, the church that God had chosen on earth in his sight is very clear, as far as eternity is concerned.
但是神定规了，神就照着这件事的去到成就。
And God having purpose this, he will act according to that purpose.
因此我们读到以弗所书，我们就看见神怎样的来得着他的教会。
So in the book of Ephesians, we see how God is working to obtain his church.
所以我们这些人本来就死在过犯罪恶之中的。
In fact, we were all those who were dead in our sin and trespasses.
但神却在基督里来到救赎我们。
But Christ, God in Christ have saved us.
叫我们不单只能够与基督同复活，一同坐在天上。
Not only for us to be raised from the dead and to be seated with him in the heavenlies,
并且俾我哋睇见我哋喺神嘅呢个嘅工作嘅里头。
And also to let us see that in this very work of God,
佢所得着嘅教会系成为一个嘅杰作。
That the church that he would obtain is one of his workmanship.
因为呢个喺神嘅心里面系一个嘅极大嘅奥秘。
Because in the heart of God, this indeed is a very great mystery.
所以神就照着佢呢个嘅心意，到咗时间满足嘅时候。
So when the time comes or when the time is full.
他不单止打发他儿子来给他藉着他儿子在地上建立这个教会。
Not only that he bring forth his son for this church to be built on earth.
因此我们读到使徒行传的时候，我们看见教会在地上就建立起来了。
Then we know how in Acts, how the church had started and was built.
当然我们知道神的这个旨意这个计划。
Although we know that this purpose and will of God
不是等到新约的时候才是作一个开始
did not start just at the time of the New Testament.
神要为着他儿子得着的这个教会
And through his son, God is to obtain the church.
这个心意在旧约的时候就已经向人表明出来了
And in fact, this very thought God had already revealed to man in the Old Testament time.
所以当我们读旧约的时候，我们才会看见这个会幕的事，圣殿的事。
So that's why we find in the Old Testament, we have this aspects of the tabernacle and also the temple.
但是这个影儿却在时间里头成为了实质。
But this is only a foreshadow to which the reality will come at the time of.
所以等到使徒行传第二章，我们就看见。
So at time of Acts chapter 2, we can see
教会就建立起来
how the church was built.
当教会在地上建立起来的时候
when the church is being built on earth,
的确是一件相当奇妙的事情
something wonderful.
因为神救赎的这一班的人
this, all this group of people whom God had saved,
在地上显出了神自己的荣耀
how on earth they are to reveal the glory of God.
神所得着的教会在地上作主荣美的见证
And how the church that God is obtaining will reveal His glorious testimony.
但是很可惜，我们看见教会在地上高的发展。
However, it's sad when we see how the church developed.
从圣经里面让我们看见。
From the Bible, we see.
虽然从外边一面来讲，福音不断的传出去。
Outwardly, we can see the gospel being preached and it was spreading.
许多人被教到教会基督身体里面来。
And many were saved into the body of Christ.
但是教会却不是因为这样的缘故就达到神自己的心意满足。
However, this doesn't mean that the church has arrived at God's heart's content.
相反地，你睇见教会在地上往前走的时候。
In fact, on the contrary, as we see how the church was developing,
仇敌在那个地方做了很多的工作
how the enemy had done also his work in there.
当然都显明了人在神面前那种光景是不正常
So we see how the condition of man before God is not normal.
所以在第一个世纪光仲未曾过去的时候
even before the end of the first century,
教会的境况就开始向下滑落
we find the condition of the church was already declining.
就是许多许多的问题的发生
And many problems were developing.
一面有很多难处的发生。
On one hand, difficulties.
一面仇敌有很多很 多嘅侵扰喺教会当中。
And、on the other hand, how the enemy has infiltrated the church.
以致到人睇好似似乎神嘅旨意不能够成就。
So to a point where man thinks that it's not possible for God to fulfill His will in the church.
当然我哋感谢神。
We can thank God.
神系永远不失败嘅神。
God will never fail.
所以神嘅旨意系永远必须要成就嘅。
In fact, God's will will for sure and definitely be fulfilled.
所以神就喺地上都不断作恢复嘅工作。
So on earth, how God is ever doing that work of recovery.
呢个亦都因为咁嘅缘故，我哋今日喺地上都嚟到跟从主嘅神。
And for this very reason, as we follow the Lord while on earth,
我们先常常要被提醒回到神自己的心思的里头去。
We are being reminded again and again to go back to the heart of God.
因为神一直在做着一件这样的事情。
Because this is the very work to which God is doing.
当我们来到启示录第二、第三章的时候，
And when we come to Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
在时间上来讲是来到第一世纪的末了。
In fact, the time-wise,we know it was near the end of the first century.
使徒约翰为着主的道被放在拔摩的海岛。
And John, for the word of God, was being held at the island of Patmos.
当然心里面非常挂念着神的教会。
And all along, his heart was very much concerning and anxious for the church of God.
在每一个主日他就想到整个教会的光景。
And each Sunday he will be thinking as to what is happening in the churches of God.
神的灵让我们看见有一个主日他在异象里面看见小亚细亚七个教会。
And so on one Sunday it seems that he had this vision where he has the vision of these seven churches.
神将他前面所看见的摆在这篇圣经当中。
And what God had shown him,He had written down in this Bible.
神将他看见这七个教会不是仅仅为着约翰的自己。
And this vision that God had given him wasn't for John himself.
因为我们都知道启示录这卷书是讲到关乎预言的书。
And we know that this book of Revelation is one of a prophecy.
不单只讲到将来主回来的时候的事。
Not only to talk about the prophecy of the Lord's future return,
就包括了现在圣经所讲现在的事。
But it also includes what was happening at the present time,
就包括了他所看见这个七个教会光景的事。
So it is the condition of these seven churches,
都概括在整个的预言的书的里头。
And it also includes throughout this book.
所以读圣经的人就让我们看见。
So those who read the Bible have a see
这七个的教会
that for these seven churches,
不单只是当时小亚细亚的七个教会
it wasn't only something being applicable to the seven churches being mentioned there at the time,
也是神预先的让我们看见教会在地上高一路发展的光景
God also shows us that this was in fact the development and the progress of the church
因为主自己亲自的来到解释
，because the Lord Himself was explaining this，
呢七个教会正正佢话俾我听系七个金灯台
，that these seven churches it is indeed the seven lampstands。
我哋如果读圣经嘅时候喺旧约就睇见灯台嘅设计系一个咩设计
？And we know that in the Old Testament how what the design of the lampstand was，
系中间高起一个灯一个灯管
，that is a lamp post。Central post,
然后每边呢撑开两每边有三个灯一个灯管。
And then out of it comes the three branches.
你就睇见呢这个是一个灯台的设计。
And this is the design of the lampstand.
当然一个灯台是讲明了一个的见证。
Of course, the lampstand points to a testimony.
但是在启示录的里头。
But in Revelation,
主好明显话俾一个灯台系讲明一个嘅教会。
The Lord is pointing to us that each lampstand points to each testimony。
呢七个灯嘅灯台同旧约嘅七个灯，一个灯台嘅七个管有相当嘅对照。
And of course, this has this much resemblance to the Old Testament lampstand。
亦都换言之，呢七个嘅地方嘅教会讲明咗神对完全嘅教会嘅一个嘅说明。
And here with this lampstands。God is actually speaking of the one aspect.
所以我们从预言的角度我们说读圣经的人告诉我这七个教会讲明了教会在地上高不断的发展的一种光景。
So those who read the Bible tells us that this shows the development of the church throughout the times.
但是另外一方面来讲
On the other hand,
假如我哋纯粹从呢个角度嚟去睇嘅话
，and if we were to look at it from this point of view，
咁我哋就要话啦，今日我哋嚟到呢个世代
，then we can say that as we enter into this present age，
我哋只系读一本书就够啦。
Then we all we need is to just read a book，
因为我哋嚟到最靠近主翻嚟嘅世代。
Because in fact。This is the time nearest to the Lord's coming.
大家都冇一个基督徒今日唔承认我哋今日教会光景处喺老底加嘅教会。
That none of us would deny the fact that we are exactly like the church in Laodicea.
只要你稍微有点读圣经，有点认识关乎教会。
And if we've been reading the Bible and we have some knowledge of the church.
你都会同样话，今日我哋处咩个教会嘅光景当中
？Then you can say what condition are we in as far as church is concerned？
就系老底加教会嘅光景。
It is the very condition of the church of Laodicea。
咁我哋就话，哎呀，我哋今日个光景系好正常噶啦。
Then we say, oh, this is rather normal。
点样正常啊
？In what way is it normal？
因为你话老底加教会嘅光景就系不冷不热，系嘛
？Because you say, oh, Laodicea, the church。Is described as neither hot nor cold.
咁呢个系主讲得好清楚。
This is what the Lord said clearly of it.
所以我哋不冷不热就好正常。
So for us to be neither hot nor cold, it seems very normal.
系咪咁样
？Is it so?
大家都系咁噶啦，就主都讲明咗系咁啊。
This is all it's bound to be because this is what the Lord said.
好似觉得不冷不热就成为咗一个好正常化嘅情况。
So we think to be neither hot nor cold is something normal.
当然呢个系唔正常。
In fact, it isn't.
主并冇话呢个叫正常。
Because this is not what the Lord says that it is normal.
但系好可惜，好多时候我哋一面觉得话主好快翻嚟啦。
On one hand, we say that the Lord's return will be soon.
但系另外一方面咧，我哋又觉得好似冇乜所谓。
And on the other hand, we think, oh, it doesn't matter much.
按照道理嚟讲。
From reasoning,
应该知道主最好快就翻嚟。
If we were to know that the Lord's return is soon,
咁我哋应该更加紧张系嘛
？We should be all the more anxious.
但系我哋睇翻我哋自己嘅光景
，When we look back at our own condition,
我哋远远比唔上第一世纪啲人更加紧张住翻。
In fact, we are even less anxious than those in the first century.
喺第一世纪嘅弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters in the first century.
哎呀，佢哋嘅主刚刚离开佢哋冇多少嘅时间。
And the Lord had just left them not all that long ago.
哎呀，佢哋嘅心就一直盼望主快啲翻。
And their heart is ever yearning for the Lord's return.
佢哋生活，佢哋所盼望嘅事都喺主嘅翻嚟。
And all they hope for is in the Lord's return.
圣徒彼此谈论都关乎到主嘅翻嚟。
And the saints are ever talking about the Lord's return.
但系我哋越靠近主翻嚟嘅人呢？
And for those of us, as we are nearing the Lord's return,
我哋头脑知道主好快翻嚟。
In our head, we know that He will soon return.
我哋动作唔似主想主快翻嚟。
But in our action, it doesn't seem to say so.
我哋生活喺一个好矛盾嘅环境当中。
And we live in such a contradiction.
一面我哋知道主好快翻嚟。
On one hand, we know the Lord will soon return.
一面我哋好怕主快翻嚟。
And on the other hand, we are afraid that He will come.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
你话佢几时翻嚟，我真系唔知，系咪
？If you ask, when will he come back? I do not know.
因为主话那日子那时辰冇人知啊。
Because the Lord says, no one knows when the Lord, the day the Lord will return.
想唔想主翻嚟
？Do you want him to come back?
唔敢话唔想。
You dare not say you do not want.
想唔想主翻嚟
？Do you really want the Lord to come?
恨唔恨佢翻嚟
Do you yearn for his coming?
又唔敢话好恨。
Dare not say that you really long for it.
当你被人委屈嘅时候
，when you are being
被人冤枉嘅时候
，you're being wrong by someone，
或者好痛苦嘅时候
，or when you find yourself in a grief，
好难嘅时候
，something you find difficult，
哎呀，你话呢日子真系太难过啦。
He says, oh, these days are so difficult to get by。
主啊，你最好快啲翻嚟。
Lord, it's best for you to come back soon。
系嘛？
Is it not？
哎呀，刚我刚刚结完婚，买咗间大屋嘅时候。
But if you have just got married and you so happen to have now got a big house。
哎呀，你话主啊，最好迟啲翻嚟。
It says, "Oh Lord, better that you delay your coming."
系嘛？你睇下，我系就处一种光景里面。
It seems that this is the situation we find ourselves to be
in. 然后我哋就都系咁噶啦，因为不冷不热就系咁嘅光景咯。
It says, "Oh, of course, it is like this. Neither hot nor cold."
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
主将呢啲说话摆喺我哋面前。
The Lord put these words before us.
并唔系仅仅叫我哋头脑知道佢翻嚟同唔翻嚟。
It's not just for us to know in our head whether he will come back or not.
唔系仅仅叫我哋知道第一世纪到现在教会嘅光景系点样。
Or for us to know the situation of the church from the first century until now.
好似我哋可以从第一世纪一路到今日了解整个教会嘅历史。
That we can understand the history of the church from the first century right through to this day.
然后要叫我哋知道几时主嘅翻嚟，我哋心思点样喺活喺主嘅面前。
But for us to know that when for the Lord to return,what it is, our mind and attitude should be.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
假如我们从属灵的角度来看这七封的书信。
And if from a spiritual point of view, we look at these letters.
我们就说每一封的书信都跟我们发生关系。
Then we say that even in every letter, it has to do with us.
没错，历史的角度，这七封的书信的而且有很多迹象，让我们看见教会历史的发展。
Yes, from these letters, we can see how things progress and we can see what was happening.In the church history.
我们看见第一个世纪过去了，第二、第三个世纪教会的而且确处在受苦难的当中。
And yes, after the first century, the second and third, how the church was suffering.
我们的确看见教会的难处，过去了的时候，神好在环境里面做了功夫。
And how when this time of, this troubled times passed, God again started a wonderful work.
但很可惜，世界的权力入到神的教会当中。
But in aIt's pitiful to find that the world then entered into the church.
你睇见教会被世界掳掠嘅，好似别加摩嘅教会一样。
Just like the church in Pergamon, how the world had taken over.
你都睇见慢慢教会到嘅地步，落喺偶像嘅崇拜嘅里头。
And how the church also entered into idol worshiping.
嚟到推亚推拉教会嘅光景。
Especially as we see in the situation of the church in Thyatira.
然后咧，你睇到十六世纪嘅时候，教会开始有啲嘅恢复。
But then in the 16th century, you find there is this recovery in the church.
神好像在人的心中做一些功夫。
That God was working in the heart of man.
这个撒迪的光景摆在这个历史里头。
And how we see this reflected in the church of Sardis.
然后来到19世纪的时候，我们看见一些弟兄的运动开始。
And when we come to the 19th century, there is this movement of the brethren.
特别我们在英国的这个地方。
Especially in England.
我们对于19世纪所发生的事似乎比任何一个地方的聚会更加敏感，也都更加的 有知识。
And we are more aware of what was happening in the 19th century, as aWhat was happening here?
因为这个弟兄的运动是从这个地方开始的。
Because the brethren movement started from here.
1825年在都柏林开始这个弟兄运动。
And it's 125 years ago in Dublin, this brethren movement started.
1830年到伦敦，到这个珀切茅斯等等的地方。
And then it came on to London and Plymouth and so on.
你睇见教会嘅复兴慢慢慢慢喺十九世纪恢复起嚟。
And how God was restoring and recovering the condition of the church.
喺属灵嘅历史嘅里头。
In the spiritual history.
教会嘅历史自然摆喺我哋面前，有啲咁嘅故事嘅发生。
And we see that these are the stories that we can see was happening in the church.
但系神需要我哋关心所注意嘅，仲唔系历史嘅事。
But what God wants us to take note of is not what happened in history.
原来圣灵向众教会所讲嘅每一段嘅说话。
Because every word to which God was saying to his assemblies.
而系圣灵喺教会每一个教会当中讲嘅，提醒我哋应该留心嘅事。
That what God was saying that they should pay attention to in each church.
所以你睇见教会嘅失败嘅开始，到到教会嘅恢复，到底我哋应该留心同埋注意嘅系啲乜嘢
？What is it that we should pay attention to from where the Lord where the church has declined and there God's recovery of it？
神喺呢教会当中一面讲到教会嘅境况嚟。
On one hand, the Lord declares the condition of the church.
一面亦都喺度想呼召人悔改、悔改、悔改。
And on the other hand, God is calling to man.To repent and to repent.
要回转，回转到神嘅心意嗰笪地方。
And to turn back and to come back to God.
呢个正正系神所要我哋注意嘅事情。
This is the very thing that God wants us to pay attention to.
神对以弗所教会话：你许多地方有你值得羡慕、值得称赞地方。
Because to the church in Ephesus, the Lord says that there are many things to which is praiseworthy.
但系好可惜，有一件嘅事情。
However, something rather pitiful.
我的心不能够满足。
That my heart is indeed not satisfied.
并且咧同你反对嘅。
And not only that, in fact, it's it's all in opposition to you.
就是你将起初个爱心失去咗。
Because you have lost your first love.
你离开咗嗰个同我最初嘅嗰个爱嘅关系。
You have come away from the very initial relationship you and I have.
神要佢听见嘅声音系回转到呢个起初爱嘅地方。
And the very voice of God that the church is to hear is to return back to the very initial relationship.
这个声音不是仅仅对以弗所教会讲的。
And this voice is not just to the church of Ephesus.
这个声音是对众教会讲的。
But to all the assemblies.
这个声音是对所有神的儿女们讲的。
And to every child of God.
神说我们需要回转到起初的爱那个地方去。
How we need to return back to having our first love. That is to say, to restore our relationship with God Himself. This is what God is hoping for. You can do a great deal, but then you have forgotten about God. And you have been very distant from Him. You do your thing, He does His thing.
这个不是神所盼望看到的。
This is not what God hopes to see.
但是请问这样的事只是在以弗所教会吗？
Is this only happening in the church in Ephesus?
不在我们今天吗？
Is it not happening now?
当然都在我们今天。
Of course, it is happening here.
我们可以做很多事。
We can do many things.
但是神不在那个地方。
But God is not there.
我们很多外边的事。
We can do many outward things.
就好似顶中有顶交通噶，不过外在嘅一啲活动。
And as some brothers were sharing, it's just some outward activities.
好似主喺度同唔喺度都唔重要。
It seems it doesn't matter whether the Lord is there or not.
我哋嘅祷告可能系形式化嘅。
And our prayer is just a form.
我哋服侍可能系好形式化嘅。
And we can even serve in a way.
但系佢喺度唔喺度，对于我嚟讲一啲都唔重要。
But whether or not he is there or not is immaterial.
好像我们跟神说话，我办事你放心。
It says telling God, don't worry, let me do it.
你交给我得。
Just hand it over to me.
兄姊妹，我们可能会在这样的光景里面。
Brothers and sisters, we may be in such a condition.
不是只在以弗所教会。
It's not just happening in the church in Ephesus.
历世历代的教会。
And in fact, it has been through, in the church, throughout the ages, this has been happening. Whenever man had come away from having a relationship with the Lord, and whenever the disease enter into just having things to do with man, to a point where the Lord is no longer there.
到一地步人抬佢自己起嚟。
And how man is just lifting up himself.
到一地步世界力量喺教会当中。
And the forces of this world is merely in the church.
到一地步甚至仇敌可以喺教会当中任意而为。
And to a point where even the enemy can do what he likes in the church.
个关系喺边个地方？
Where's the link?
因为离开咗起初嘅爱。
Because they have left their first love.
整个教会的问题就落在这个问题当中。
And throughout for the church, this is the problem that is happening.
离开了当初对主的爱。
That they have left their first love to the Lord.
离开了同主自己的正常关系。
They have left, in fact, the normal relationship that they should have with the Lord.
所有教会的光景就好像后面的教会光景全部的发生。
And so, in fact, the condition of the church is like what's being described in the following letters to the other churches.
但我们感谢神。
However, we thank
the Lord. 主要提醒我们回转过来。
The Lord is reminding us to repent.
什么叫做回到起初的爱呢?
What does it mean to go back to our very first love?
我们从属灵角度来读这几卷书信的时候。
From a spiritual point of view, as we read these letters.
圣经让我们看见什么叫回到最初的爱呢?
What does it mean to go back to our first love?
你点知道你系回到起初爱神嘅心嗰度去
？How do you know that you have come back to the very first love of the Lord？
约翰福音十四章话俾我哋听。
John's Gospel chapter 14 tells us。
人若爱我，就当遵守我嘅命令。
Said if anyone loves me, he will keep my commandment。
换一个说话讲，你点知道你爱神咧
In other words, how do you know that you love
him? 你就係遵守主嘅命令。
It's that when you start to observe and keep his commandments.
你就知道你愛。
Then you will know you love.
弟兄姊
妹，
你真愛佢，因為唔係真嘅愛佢。
Whether you truly love him or not.
就睇你對佢話係點樣嘅反應。
Then how you it will be how you respond to his word.
主嘅話點樣講？
What does the Lord say?
人如果話愛我。
He says that if anyone loves me,
他不爱看得见的弟兄就不是叫做爱我。
If he does not love the brother whom he sees, he cannot have loved me.
杨芳告诉我，爱是遵守主的命令。
John's Gospel tells us that love is to keep his commandments.
约翰一书告诉我，爱就是在爱弟兄的身上显明了对神的爱。
And First John tells us that to love God is to love brothers and sisters where that love is then being manifested.
所以当你要看这七封书信的时候，
And when you look at these seven churches,
主要当我们等他回来的时候，
As we wait upon the Lord's return,
你要回转你的心思，
When you turn back your thoughts,
你要回转一个爱他的心的时候，
And turn back to loving the Lord,
主似乎藉着一卷书告诉你，爱不是抽象的。
And the Lord is telling you that love is not that abstract.
这个爱是具体的。
In fact, it is a real bodily.
这个爱不是只在脑筋里面的。
It is not just merely in your head.
这个爱在实行当中的。
In fact, it is one that can be worked out.
这个正是腓拉铁菲的教会。
And this is the church of Philadelphia.
我们都知道每一封的书信主写给他的这些书信。
We know that in each letter to which the Lord had written to the assemblies,
每一个地方的教会都有他的特色。
Each a church has its own character.
而每一个地方教会的名称也有它特别的意思。
And even the names has special significance.
而我们来到腓拉铁菲，大家都知道。
And we know when we come to the church in Philadelphia,
腓拉铁菲最简单的意思就是弟兄相爱。
The meaning of Philadelphia means that the brother having brotherly love among one another.
不单只看见我们是一同作弟兄的。
It's not just for us merely to be brothers together.
并且显出一种光景来，这个光景叫弟兄相爱。
But it reveals the very condition that there is love among the brethren.
这个是腓拉铁菲的特色。
This is the very outstanding character of the church in Philadelphia.
这个腓拉铁菲遵守主的道的一个表现。
This is, in fact, keeping the word of God being manifested.
这个也是我们处在这个世代等主回来怎样回转的一个光景的表现。
And it's also the condition to which we are to return to in preparing for the Lord's return.
当我们说我们等着主回来，
If we say we are waiting for his return,
当我们说我们听见从天上来的呼召，
And we want to say we want to hear the very call from heaven,
我们就知道在天上的声音是说你离我很远。
Then we know how the voice from above says that you are still far from me.
你和我关系非常的距离。
Yet your relationship with me is very much at a distance.
你爱我心不足。
Your love for me is not enough.
你回转过来。
You have to return.
你怎样表明你对我的爱？
How can you show your love to me?
主要你爱就在你的弟兄的身上。
The Lord says that you have to love your brothers.
你爱主就爱你的弟兄。
If you love the Lord, you will love your brothers.
弟兄姊妹，这个正正是在主回来之时。
This is exactly before the Lord's return.
主提醒我们的一个属灵的光景。
The Lord is reminding us of a spiritual condition.
很可惜，同样地。
Sadly,
我们对这个道理我们都明白。
We know of this teaching and doctrine.
但是今天我们在弟兄的关系当中。
However, in the midst of brothers and sisters,
我们在爱的相处的里头。
And in our relationship as far as love is concerned,
却是显不出一个正常有的光景。
It doesn't reveal a very normal condition.
我们可以爱弟兄。
We may love our brothers.
但我是爱我爱那个弟兄。
But I'm only loving the brothers I love.
哎呀，这个弟兄比较上又靓仔，又讲嘢又幽默啊。
Oh, this brother is very handsome, and what he has to say is also humorous.
同我又好倾得埋。
And he can talk and converse with me.
咁我好爱佢。
So I love him.
咁我就觉得佢非常之唔错。
He's indeed not bad at all.
但系呢个弟兄
，But this brother，
每一次咧，我讲乜，佢都同我打对台。
Whatever I say, he will oppose me.
我一讲一，佢一定讲二。
If I say one, he'll say two.
佢每一样嘢都唔满我意思嘅。
And nothing he's satisfied with me.
我爱唔爱佢
？Will I love him？
我又唔能够话唔爱。
Can't say I won't love him.
但系实在又爱得唔落手。
But I can't find myself loving him though.
真系几难爱。
It seems so difficult to love.
对吗？客观嚟讲，我唔敢话你唔系我弟兄。
Objectively, I cannot say that you're not my brother.
主观嚟讲咧，经历嚟讲，我又觉得好难受。
And subjectively, I find, oh, it's so difficult to take.
我哋细个嘅时候喺聚会当中有一句嘅说话。
And while we are young, in the midst of our meetings, there's this saying.
有时我听见有啲弟兄话。
I sometimes hear certain brothers saying,
这个宝贝的弟兄
Oh, this is a very precious brother.
哎呀，你初听的时候，你觉得哇，怎么这么亲密，这么宝贝的弟兄啊？
When you hear, oh, how intimate, how precious.
其实个意思是 make trouble 的弟兄。
In fact, what he means is that a brother that makes the trouble.
他经常都是比麻烦的。
Most often,
giving
you the
problem. 哎呀，我见到他真的很头晕。
And the moment you look at him, you'll have a headache.
咁我又唔能够话佢一个麻烦嘅弟兄，系咪
？I can't say that he's a troublesome brother.
所以我哋话呢个真系好宝贝嘅弟兄。
So he says, "Oh, this is a very precious brother."
咁你就睇见呢个宝贝呢两个字有括弧喺度。
And though you find that this precious is in quotes.
咁大家都听得明啦。
So you know what I mean?
一个宝贝嘅弟兄，你爱佢吗？
A precious brother, will you love him?
咁样个宝贝弟兄，你就好难爱得落去。
Such kind of precious brother, you find difficult to love.
但系弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters,
主叫我哋睇见一个相爱嘅爱。
The Lord would have us see what it means to love one another.
佢唔系一个拣选式嘅爱。
It's not a love that will be selective.
弟兄嘅相爱，佢唔系你可以挑选嘅爱。
Brotherly love is not one that you can just choose.
好多时候我哋常常用我哋自己嘅观感去爱。
So often, from our own viewpoint and concept, we go and love.
用我哋自己情感去爱。
And how we feel, we go and love.
所以我哋有好多选择嘅爱。
So we find that we are very selective with our love.
我哋嘅头脑知识，我哋知道应该爱，因为系佢系主所爱嘅。
In our head, we know that we should love him because the Lord loves him.
但系喺实际嘅里头。
But in reality,
我哋好多时候就爱唔落手啊。
We find, oh, we can't have that love for him.
但系弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters,
主的要求却是让我们看见。
What God requires of us, He's showing us.
你怎么样回转？
How would you repent?
你怎么样显明你对神的爱？
How would you show your love that you have for God?
那在乎你怎么对你自己的弟兄。
It is how you treat your brother.
你怎么爱他？
How you love him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
没错，我们承认。
True, we have to admit.
我们要爱的确是一件难的事。
For us to love is a difficult thing.
所以主在我们身上就做一些功夫。
So the Lord has to do a work in us.
主常常给我们一些难题。
So often the Lord will give us some trouble.
以致叫我们在我们爱的里头能够得以成长。
So that in our learning to love, we will be growing.
生命的长进慢慢慢慢就达到一个高峰，就能够爱你的弟兄。
And in growing in life, gradually, step by step, you come to a level that you are then able to love your brother.
所以你睇见彼得写书信嘅时候，佢就话俾我哋听。
So we find that Peter, when he wrote his letter, he says,
佢话我哋生命必须要成长。
How in our life we need to grow?
我哋要长大。
We have to grow up.
要丰丰富富进到神嘅国里面去。
And to richly and abundantly enter into the kingdom of God.
我哋唔好净系注意眼前嘅，以致我哋不结果子。
That we do not just look at the things in front of us to a point where we are unfruitful.
而我哋点样能够表现我哋生命嘅成长
？How can we indeed show that we are growing？
点样先能够丰丰富富进到神嘅国咧
？How will we enter into the kingdom of God in abundantly？
佢话有咗知识就要加上德行。
Says that having the knowledge, add onto it virtue.
有了德行要加上信心。
And after a virtue, add onto it faith.
有了信心加上了这个节制。
And faith, then discipline.
有了节制加上忍耐。
And there to add on endurance.
有了忍耐加上前进。
And then endurance, godliness.
一面一面你看见不断的生命的经历成长。
And so, gradually, one step at a time, there's this growing.
有了前进加上爱弟兄的心。
And then from godliness to add on a brotherly love.
有种爱弟兄就进行个爱中人。
And then from brotherly love to love.
你睇见啲阶梯一路咁样上去。
You find that it is a step going up further higher and higher.
你唔系单单有一个属灵嘅知识。
It is not just merely having a spiritual knowledge.
唔系单单有你自己个人属灵嘅学习。
Or just your spiritual learning.
你嘅生命嘅成长喺你属灵嘅经历同知识嘅里头。
In your spiritual growth, it is through your knowing and understanding.
神嘅灵喺我哋身上嘅工作一路将我带到成长。
And God is leading us through to grow up spiritually.
这个成长是叫我们看见从慢慢的长步一路一路去到爱弟兄的地方。
So gradually, slowly, a step at a time, arriving at loving our brothers.
去到爱的这个地方。
And then to arrive at this point of love.
所以你就看见我们真真正正能够显出个爱弟兄的心。
So we can see for us to reveal as one having the love for our brothers,
同我哋属灵生命嘅成长发生咗密切嘅关系
，has much to do with our spiritual growing.
同我哋属灵追求发生密切嘅关系
，and has much to do also with our spiritual pursuit.
自然地一个同主冇发生关系嘅人
，and it's not something that has nothing to do with the Lord.
远离主嘅人
，or someone who is far from Him.
我虽然蒙主恩得咗救啦。
You may have been shown grace and you may have been saved.
但向着主的心是很一个迫切的心思。
But you have no urgency as far as your heart is concerned towards the Lord.
当然你要达到这个境况就相当遥远了。
Of course, you are far from this situation.
但是一个人在属灵的追求上高。
But in pursuing spiritually,
当你越发追求主的时候,
the more you run after the Lord,
圣灵就让我们看见一件事,
then the Holy Spirit will reveal one thing to us.
你真的生命的成长,
the true growth in life,
你真的属灵的追求,
the true spiritual pursuit,
你就越追求就越像主,
the more you pursue, the more you will be like the Lord,
达到敬虔的地步,
the point of being godly, 敬虔
就是像神,
godliness of being seen,
你越达到像神的地步,
and the more you are like a God,
你就爱你的弟兄,
then you will come to love your brothers,
因为你越成长,
the more you grow,
你越与神亲近,
the more you get near to God,
你越爱主,
the more you love the Lord,
你就越摸着主的心,
the more you will touch upon the heart of the Lord.
主的心爱边个呢?
Who is the Lord loving?
主的心不是单单爱你的。
The Lord does not only merely loves you,
主的心也是爱他所救赎回来的。
He loves everyone whom he has saved.
主的心也爱你旁边的那个。
And he loves the one who is set next to you.
因为他也是主所爱。
Because he is also the one whom the Lord loves.
当你越发看见了主的心,
the more you see of the heart of the Lord,
你就越发能够爱你的弟兄。
Then the more you will be able to love your brother.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
在我们肉身的关系当中,
in our human relationship.
没什么哪个家庭里面兄弟姊妹没闹过交打过交的。
There's never a household where the brothers and sisters have never argued or quarreled.
有没有?
Is there any?
好多从来都不会嬲对方，从来都不会闹交的。
That we have never been angry with our brothers and sisters, never argue or quarrel.
多多少少总会有，对不对?
More or less, it will happen.
但是你可不可以因为同他闹交，
What would you after a quarrel with him?
甚至乎两兄打交,
or even when you've had a fight,
然后你从今天开始宣布你不是我兄弟,
can you then say to him, from now on, you're not my brother?
就算你同他登报声明你不是他弟兄,
even though you publicly say that you are not my brother,
他身上流的血同你身上流的血都一样的,
the blood that he has and the blood that you have is the same,
因为他是你爸爸所生的,
because you and he has been begotten by your father.
他都仲系你嘅弟兄，对吗？
He is still your brother.
呢个系变不到嘅你啊。
It is something you can't get away with.
所以我哋每一个主保险买赎翻嚟嘅人，
we who have been purchased by the precious blood of the Lord,
无论佢几咁唔满意我，
and no matter how you are dissatisfied with him,
又或者无论几咁我唔满意佢，
or even how I'm so dissatisfied by him,
我哋都同样系喺呢一个身体嘅里头。
We are still in the same body.
我们都同样在这身体里面同着肢体。
And we are indeed members of this body.
所以我们就不能够不爱他。
We cannot but love him.
这个是主在我们生命当中的要求。
This is what God requires of us in our lives.
越靠近主的翻译。
and the more are we draw near to the Lord's return.
书信越过越告诉我们,
these letters then tells us
世界很多事情发生在教会当中,
many things of this world is happening in the church.
但是神对教会的要求,
but what God requires of the church
回转到爱的生活当中去,
is to return back to the life of love.
不单止被提醒我们与主自己的关系,
not only to be reminded of our relationship that we should have with the Lord,
亦有一个关系就是你我与肢体之间的关系,
but also the relationship that you and I have among one another.
当然怎样才是一个爱弟兄的表现?
How would we show that we love our brothers?
在这卷书信当中我们看见,
in this letter we see
这个腓立帖的教会,
and this church of Philadelphia,
从外面来说,又是一个非常小的一个地方,
outwardly speaking, it's a very small place.
因为事实上,在保罗的书信里面, 我们看不到保罗的书信当中,给我们看见,究竟腓立帖的教会是一个怎样的教会。
And from the letters of Paul, we have never been able to see what sort of church Philadelphia was.
圣灵藉着保罗写七封信给教会的书信,
and through John, the letters being written to these seven assemblies,
并没有提到腓立帖的吗?
And have not meant through Paul, the letters written had not mentioned of Philadelphia.
我们来到启示录这个地方看到腓立帖,
but here at this point in Revelation, we read of Philadelphia.
圣灵在这个地方说你略有一些的力量,
and here it says that you have little power.
也很可能的确在那个地方人数并不太多,
perhaps among them they are not great in number,
他们中间有能力的都不多,
that perhaps among them they don't have all that much ability,
甚至乎可能非常的本事的人都不多,
they are not all that able or capable,
但他们经历神的恩典却是相当多,
but the experience of the grace of God indeed is enormous.
的确假如我从教会历史来看的时候,
from looking at the church history,
我们说当19世纪18世纪末了开始 这个弟兄运动的时候,
and in the 18th and 19th century when there was this start of the brethren movement,
的确是只有几个信徒摸着神的心,
it was only a few believers that had really touched the heart of God,
然后神藉着他们开始这个恢复,
and then through them God was able to do a work of recovery.
神为着他们打开了一个门,
and through them God had then opened the door,
叫神的旨意藉着他们这样往前走,
that how through them God's will was able to run forward.
但是就在当日的小亚细亚的这个腓立帖的教会,
but at the time when we see of this church in Philadelphia,
可能的确是很小的一个聚会,
it may be a very small meeting place,
可能是量相当单薄的聚会,
it may be only a few in the meeting,
但是感谢神,
however we thank God,
他们却是被主所称赞的教会,
it is a church where God had praise for them.
因为主啊,你虽然力量非常微小,
although you have little power,
但是我知道你们对我的境况是怎样,
but the Lord says, I know what you are to me.
他们在主的面前的表现摸着主的心,
and what they are to the Lord touches his heart.
因为他们遵守主的道,
they have kept his word.
没有弃绝主的名,
they have not denied his name.
这个是他们的美丽,
this is their beauty.
他们遵守神的话,
how they kept God's word.
换一句话说,神的话在他们的地方毫无难处,
that is to say that God's word has got no problem whatsoever among them.
神的话怎么说,他们就怎么样的遵行,
whatever the word of God says, they would indeed do.
神的话让我们看见应该有个爱弟兄的心,
and God's word shows us that we should love our brothers. So they live in the reality of loving their brothers. And when God says that what it is that you need to pay attention to, then they will do according to the word of God.
Brothers
and sisters, this is the beauty. And it is also our failure. So often we forget something that is so important. We live in an age where knowledge is in abundance. And And for us to read the Bible, it's so much easier than for those in the past.
容易的意思, 不是说, 你不需要读, 你都明,
I'm not saying that you don't need to read, you will understand.
容易的意思是说, 你不需要好像以前的人花很多代价去明白它。
And what I'm saying is that you don't need to pay such a great price as those in the past in trying to understand it.
你知道我们今天要查圣经很容易。
You know that to look up the Bible, it's so easy.
我们按一按手机就知道了,
and we just press a few buttons, it seems that that will happen.
这节圣经在哪个地方都想不起来。
And thought, oh, where's this verse come from?
我按一按我们就知道。
And we just press a button and we will know.
但是以前的人呢?
But for those in the past,
没得按啊,
they have got no way of doing this pressing.
他们是怎样? 他们将圣经呢, 丰丰富富藏在心里。
How do they do it? They use, they have the whole Bible,
memorize it.
And in the past, when we're young, we don't have all these gadgets to press, so we use concordance. And we already say, oh, how convenient now.
但你知道世界上,如果我没忘记,第一本这个concordance,
if I remember correctly, the very first concordance,
这个制造这个concordance, 这个这样的弟兄,他为了做这个concordance,做到精神病。
And this brother, in compiling the concordance, that he in fact, came to a point where he had a mental breakdown. He has spent so much time in the Bible so that he can be a help to us. So they spend so much time on the Word of God. So that they indeed richly have the Word of God in their heart, and from their heart they're able to deliver these rich words are to us.
但是今天对于我们来讲,
but for us today,
我们要什么呢? 在电脑上按一按,
whatever we want, it seems that in the computer we just do a few
buttons. 在手机上按一按, 对不对?
Or from our mobile, what we do is just press a few buttons.
所以结果呢?
What's the result? Are we familiar with the Bible?
简单讲就是不熟。
Put it simply, we are not familiar.
我们圣经识不识啊?
Do we really know the Bible?
不识。
We don't.
怎么不识啊? 我按就好了。
Why not? All I need to do is press a few buttons.
就因为你不识,
it's because you do not know.
就因为这样的缘故,
and because of this, you have fallen into the snares of the devil. And whatever it is, you always turn to the computer and try to look it up.
弟兄姐妹特别对年轻的弟兄姐妹说,
and this especially to the young brothers and sisters.
在电脑上很多的圣经解释都是错的。
Most of the explanation of the Bible in the on the internet is wrong.
很多都是异端,
and many are heresies.
若果一个不小心的时候就被他吞了,
if you're not careful, you'll be taken in.
弟兄姐妹, 很多异端的人很殷勤去搞圣经,
many who are heretics, they are very zealous in putting the effort in to do the Bible.
他们比我们这些正常基督徒更加殷勤,
they are more zealous in putting more effort into have Bible explanation. If you
do
not spend a time on the Word of God,
你没有打好你自己属灵的基础的时候,
if you do not set a good foundation for your spiritual life,
你随便在地方你都找的时候,
if you just simply look from anywhere,
很容易就被仇敌所迷惑的,
so easily you'll be taken in by the enemy.
很容易就被人拉了去,
so easily you'll be drawn away.
然后你还以为说,哎呀,我很熟,很叻,
and then you think that you are so clever.
哎呀,我们带查经的时候,你按两按,就将这些背给弟兄姐妹听。
And you come to do a Bible study, you just press a few buttons and you can tell brothers and sisters all these things.
弟兄姐妹,你这样做, 是欺骗了你自己,当然就欺骗了弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, in doing this, you are deceiving yourself, and you are also deceiving brothers and sisters.
我们连读神的话语都这么艰难,
even to read the Word of God, we find it so difficult.
我们怎么会遵守神的话?
How will we then keep His Word?
会吗? 不会。
Would we? We will not.
当你要认真地读主的话,
if we earnestly read the Word of God,
你才会认真地遵守主的话,
then you will truly keep His Word.
大家还听过这个故事?
Right, you may have heard of this story.
这个故事就是有一本书叫《剑桥七结》,
and there's this book, the Cambridge 7.
呢七個人咧係從英國去到中國做宣教士。
And how this seven left England to go to China to be missionaries.
而其中有一個好出名嘅一個其中一個宣教士。
And among them was one who was very famous missionary.
呢一個就係叫做斯達德。
And this is C.D. Studd.
佢係一個棒球手。
And he was a cricketer.
有一日佢嚟到咧呢一個嘅馬爾弟兄嘅地方。
And he came to this place of a brother.
馬爾弟兄，F.B.M.I. 佢接待佢。
And he was receiving him.
當佢見到呢弟兄早上好早起嚟嘅。
And he saw this brother waking up so early.
佢以為佢瞓得唔好啊，天氣凍啦。
And he thought, the weather is cold, perhaps he couldn't sleep well.
所以等咗一陣間，佢再敲佢個門。
So after a while, he then knocked his door at his door.
問佢你琴晚瞓得好嘛？你咁早起身。
Says, have you slept well? You woke up so early.
佢話我好早起嚟，我喺度讀神嘅話。
Says, I wake up early to read the word of God.
佢講咗一句説話。
But then he went on to say,
"我喺度揾緊有啲乜嘢神嘅話要我遵守嘅。
He says, "I'm looking up in the Word of God what it is that God wants us, wants me to keep."
呢句實在一個好出名嘅説話。
It is a very famous word.
因為佢讀聖經同我哋讀聖經有好大嘅唔相同。
Because his way of reading the Bible is very different to ours.
佢喺個地方揾緊嘅係乜嘢係神要我遵守嘅。
If he's looking for what it is that God wants him to observe and keep.
我哋揾緊啲乜嘢？
What is it that we're looking for?
哎呀，我今日唔靈修又唔得。
I can't do without having a quiet time.
我細個嘅時候有一個唔係好準確嘅教導。
And when I was young, I didn't really have a very right teaching.
當然年長者好好心。
Of course, the elders were very good heart. He's afraid that we will not read our Bibles.
假如你今日唔讀聖經。
Sister, if you don't read the Bible,
你今日一定咧遇到好多難處。
Then you will encounter many difficulties.
哎呀，咁我哋就好緊張。
So we become very anxious.
當然呢個唔準確。
Of course, this is not true.
咁但係我哋去揾乜嘢？
But what is it that we go and look for?
哎呀，今日翻工真係好頭痛啊！
Oh, it's so difficult at work today.
我見到個老闆我就好頭痛。
And when I look at my boss, I'm having a headache.
又唔能夠唔翻工。
I can't not go work to work.
主你俾我咩話咧？
What word are you giving me today, Lord?
揭啦揭啦揭啦。
So we just flip through the Bible.
你當剛強壯膽。
You need to be bold and courageous.
感謝主我見老闆啦。
Thank the Lord, I can now see my boss.
因為主話你當剛強壯膽。
Because the Lord says, be bold and courageous.
或者主話不要怕，只要信。
Lord says, do not be afraid, but believe.
咁我就翻工。
So I go to work.
咁我見到老闆就話不要怕。
I need not be afraid to believe. Is it so?
你係咪讀緊啲咁嘅話咧？
Are you just finding such words?
因為好似斯達德一樣。
Or is it like City Start?
你揾到嘅係到底有乜嘢我要遵守咧？
What is it that I need to keep?
菲拉切菲教會。
This is the church in Philadelphia.
可能唔係一個有名望嘅教會。
Perhaps a church that without much
unknown,
but the Lord is praising them.
因為佢雖然力量好少，
although they have little power,
但係佢嘅力量放喺遵守主嘅話上。
But the power is put in keeping the word of God.
佢遵守咗乜嘢主嘅話？聖經冇記載。
The Bible doesn't tell us in what way they were keeping the word of God.
但好明顯有一件好重要嘅事情。
But something that is very apparent and important.
好顯然地，佢哋的而且確按著主嘅話。
That they do everything according to His word.
愛佢嘅弟兄。
Love their brothers.
同意嗎？
Do you agree?
當我哋主將要離開呢個世界之前。
When the Lord before He left this world.
約翰福音第十三章，豈唔係話俾我哋聽？
John's Gospel chapter 13. Are we not told?
主知道自己離世歸父嘅日子到啦。
That He knew that His days of living is coming.
佢爱世间属自己嘅人就爱佢到底。
How those whom he loved in this world he loves to the end.
所以佢就起嚟为门徒们洗脚。
So he got up and washed the feet of the disciples.
然后主就对门徒讲。
Then he said to his disciples.
我咁样样爱你哋。
This is how I love you.
你哋都彼此相爱。
You also ought to love one another.
换一句说话讲，经历过主咁样爱嘅一个人。
For someone who have experienced such a love of the Lord,
佢就应当彼此相爱。
Then they should love one another.
主点样爱佢，佢就点样爱佢嘅弟兄。
How the Lord has loved him, he will love his brother.
你知道主对呢一班门徒讲，好似同我哋讲一样。
And when the Lord says this to his disciples, he's also saying to us,
呢班门徒同我哋都差唔多。
This group of disciples are pretty much like us.
主点同我哋咁讲啊？
Why is it that the Lord said these things to them?
因为当佢仲未到呢个筵席之前，佢哋就喺路上一路喺度做紧咩事啊？
And before they come to this meal, what were they doing?
佢哋一路喺度争论谁为大系咪？
Because they were arguing who is the greatest among them.
而且唔系一次。
Not only once.
在路加福音让我睇见主从山上下来开始，他们一路行，他一路就已经在争论。
And we know that when the Lord was coming down from the mountain all the way, they were arguing all along.
所以主在路上那就捉了个小朋友来。
So the Lord
带了小朋友来。
Took a child.
我他广东话捉其实就不是扯他。带了小朋友过来。
So the Lord took hold of a child.
主就用咗呢一个嚟到俾佢哋教训。
And then say to them to teach them.
主提醒佢哋唔可以咁样。
The Lord is reminding them you cannot be like this.
主啊，你应该彼此相爱。
The Lord says that you ought to love one another.
主啊，你哋中间边一个愿意为大嘅
？And the Lord says that whoever wants to be the greatest among you,
就应当做众人嘅仆人。
Then should be the servant of all.
等到嗰个晚上。
And even when it comes to
the night,
just before he's having to leave them,
晚上吃逾越节的晚餐的时候,
so at the very last Passover with them,
主洗他们的脚,
the Lord washed their feet,
主再提醒他们,
and then reminded them again,
要彼此相爱,
how they are to love one another.
这是主离开之前的命令,
this is the commandment the Lord left for them before he
left. 这件事情一路记载在约翰的里头。
This is something that has been left inside John all the while.
所以当约翰写书信的时候，他说我给你一条新命令，有一条旧的命令。
And that's why when John wrote his letter, he says, a new commandment I give you, and it is an old commandment.
因为这个是主给他的命令。
Because it was the commandment that the Lord had given them.
在他所写的书信当中。
And in the very epistle that he wrote.
他提醒神的儿女们要彼此相爱。
How he reminded the believers,to love one another.
我相信腓立比教会遵守主的道。
We believe that the church in Philadelphia had kept the word of God.
他们活在主的话的上高。
They were living on the word of God.
他们遵守主的话来彼此相爱。
And they were keeping God's word in loving one another.
他们也都尊重主的名。
And how they have also honor the name of
God. 所以主要他们没有弃绝主的名。
So they have not in any way denied his name.
在很多个人的心目当中。
And among anyone.
主的地位都没有了。
The position of the Lord is no longer there.
有很多个人的里头主那个位置不见了。
It seems that the Lord no longer is there, not in the midst.
在腓立比教会。
But in the church of Philadelphia.
他们尊重主的名。
They have honored the name of the Lord.
他们没有抛弃主的名。
They have not cast out the Lord's name.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
他们持守着让主居首位。
That is to say that they have kept the Lord giving him the rightful place. Living under the authority of his name.
在凡事上得着荣耀。
That in everything that the Lord may be glorified.
这个是活在主的名下的一个生活。
This is the life of living under His name.
我们奉主名来到聚集。
And as we meet in the name of the Lord,
主究竟在不在这个地方得着他应得的位置呢?
Would He be able to get His rightful place here?
他是不是真的被尊重呢?
Is He being the one who is honored?
抑或我们不过用着这个名而已呢?
Or are we just using His name?
这个是腓立比教会。
This is the church of Philadelphia.
他们在主的名字里头。
In the name of the Lord,
意思话照着主自己的要求来生活。
According to what the Lord requires of them, they live.
这个爱是照着主的吩咐。
This love that they are to have is has instructed of the Lord.
这个爱也都是照着主的要求。
And it is also what God requires of them.
是要叫主自己得着荣耀的。
It is for the Lord Himself to be glorified.
这个不是为着我们自己表现我们这班人同一些人特别一些不相同。
It is not just to exhibit and show ourselves that we are so different from others.
我们这班人同人家不同的。
That we are so different from others.
我们好兄弟。
We are really good brothers.
我们这班人全部是好同心的。
That we are indeed very one-minded.
主要的不是外边的这些东西。
What the Lord requires is not these outward things.
也许有不同的意见。
You may have different opinions.
也许有不同的看法。
You may have different seeing.
你和我的性格不一样。
Your character and mine are different.
也都有可能的争论。
You know, there may be arguments.
但是。
However,
主的名在这个地方。
If the name of the Lord is here,
你在主的名的里头来生活。
And if you are living in the name of the Lord,
你让主居所为。
And if the Lord has His rightful place, you will have to let go of yourself. And for the Lord Himself to be glorified. This is such a love. You can see in the Church of Philadelphia. Here, the Lord's heart is indeed being satisfied. And love is not in merely affection. It is not just in being good people. And when the church was going downhill, we find that it then enters into the Church of Philadelphia. It wasn't a perfect church. Instances for them to be growing.
所以主提醒他你们要持守你所有的。
So that's what the Lord says, you have to keep that which you have.
不要以为你已经有了。
Don't think that you already got it.
你就放松了。
That you will, you can relax.
你要持守住他。
In fact, you have to keep.
当他不持守的时候。
When they don't keep.
他就落到老底家。
Then you will fall down as a
church of Laodicea. 他不会翻转去到撒迪的。
You will not go back to Sardis.
他的堕落不会堕落到撒迪那种光景去。
That the downfall will be not as one to the state of Sardis. The downfall is to the state of
Laodicea.
What does it mean?
Laodicea.
The name is very simple.
It's on
people's opinion.
民主大家都可以有自己的权利。
That you can act in your own right.
哎呀，我哋喺弟兄里面大家相爱。
And to have love among the brothers.
哎呀，唔好破坏呢个爱。
Disrupt or break this love.
你话点啊点啊。
Whatever you say.
啊，呢个弟兄讲，大佢话咁啊咁啊。
Oh, this is what you say. Okay, let it be.
啊，佢中意咁啊咁啊。
Okay, if that's what you want.
大家勉强和气。
Everyone trying to avoid
trouble. 佢中意搞呢件事，
He wants to do this, let him do it.
中意将呢嘢摆落嚟，当。
If you need to have this here, okay.
总之，冇嘈交，冇嘈交。
Don't have any quarrels.
咁系咪叫弟兄相爱
？Does it mean that this is love among brothers?
呢个唔系叫弟兄相爱。
Not so.
呢个系老底家。
This is Laodicea.
呢个只不过系民主。
It is just
democracy.
It is just avoiding trouble.
主嘅名唔喺度。
The name of the Lord is not there.
因为所有做的东西都只不过你自己一厢情愿。
And it's nothing to do with the Lord, it's just merely to do with you one another.
结果的光景是怎么样？
So what is the condition then?
就是样样都可以。
Everything can do.
用他的家乡话清差。
Just use his language,
清差。随随便便清清差差。
Anything can do.
每一样东西都可以。
Anything will do.
咁样样唔系神嘅家。
That is not the house of God.
呢个唔系叫弟兄相爱。
It is not a brotherly love.
弟兄嘅相爱系付出代价。
With brotherly love, there is a cost.
弟兄嘅相爱系对付自己。
There is a dealing with the self.
弟兄相爱系活在主嘅名下低嘅。
It is living under the name of the Lord.
系叫我哋睇到主要得着荣耀。
It is for us to see that the Lord needs to be glorified and His name be lifted up.
我被对付掉。
For myself, I need to be dealt with.
不是我，乃主。
It is not me, but the Lord.
不是他的意见的问题。
It is not his opinion.
乃是我学习尊重主给他的果份。
And I learn to indeed honor the Lord with what the Lord has given me.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个才是真的相爱。
In this is the true love.
这个不是人的爱。
It is not man's love.
是主的爱在我们里面的工作的结果。
It is the love of the Lord that brings out His work in us.
显出来的一种光景。
It's to reveal a condition.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主的话告诉我们听。
The word of the Lord tells us.
主对门徒话。
The Lord says to His disciples.
你们若彼此相爱。
If you love one another.
众人就知道你们是我的门徒。
Others will know that you are my disciples.
换一个说话讲。
To put it another way,
如果你们彼此相爱,
if you love one another,
世界就知道这些不相同,
that the world will know that this is
different. 所以仇敌虽然在教会里面破坏,
the enemy may be trying to destroy the church.
自称为犹太人却属于撒旦一会的人,
and they may say that they are Jews and they are of Satan.
主啊，我要在他叫他们在你脚前下拜。
And the Lord says that I will indeed bring them before thy feet and do
homage.
You will indeed overcome the enemy. You will experience the authority and power of the Lord. Because you are living in the word of the Lord. Your love and your love among one another is in accordance to the word of God. Your love and your love for one another is because it's under the name of the Lord. You don't have yourself there. We have to learn such a lesson. Then you come to see. And then the heart of the Lord will be satisfied. For parents, in a family, they hope that their children will love them. At the same time, would want them to love one another. If everyone comes to the father and says, Dad, I love you. And then just beat the brother up. What do you think, how will the father feel? He says, oh, as long as you behave, it's fine. And the young brother comes along and says, Father, I love you. And then go and try and deal with the brother. Brothers and sisters, of course, this will hurt the father and mother's heart. The father and mother will feel difficult. What about our Heavenly Father? Our Lord will return. That not only will He want to see that the church has grown up. That is to grow up into His will. And for His heart to be satisfied. It is in such a situation. It will then usher the Lord's return. May the Lord help us. And I hope for
brothers and sisters
that we will encourage one another with the word of God. Of course, we have already said what we need to say. And this is just the dessert after the conference. And if you have not had the main meal, you have to listen back to the messages. Because if you just have a dessert, it will not be filling enough. May the Lord help us. Let us bow for prayer. Lord, we pray you use your word to remind us again. Lord, that in your word we will encourage one another. That we will learn to live the life that you want of us. That we truly will be in love. And to reveal the heart of love. Not only according to what is required by law,
盡心盡意愛主我們的神,
to love our God with all our heart and soul and mind,
亦都愛弟兄如同愛我們自己,
but also to love our brother as ourselves.
求主恩待我們,
may the Lord have grace on us.
賜福給你的教會,
bless your church.
奉主耶穌的名,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.